Well, could an Australian election be a target for cyber hackers? The major parties have been invited to briefings from security agencies and organised by the government to outline what steps they could take to protect their data. Labor welcomed the offer while questioning why the government publicised it so widely. But Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute told our reporter Tom Iggledon that politics aside, this is an issue that parties need to take seriously.
I don't think we can afford to be complacent about this. As every election in Australia goes by, more and more political campaigning is happening online. And I think, as a very prominent global democracy, we have to be alert to a range of cyber actors that might want to do damage to our system. And I think this is, timely that the parties should be given a warning and advice on how maybe to sort of best protect themselves. I think there are a range of groups from different states through to sort of cyber groups like Anonymous and others that might have an interest in wanting to make mischief with Australian election campaigns.
And how would they do that? Are there things about the Australian system that would make us particularly vulnerable, do you think?
Well, we have a very open system. I mean, that's one of the blessings, really, of Australian politics. But the openness means that I think it's probably relatively easy to be able to, deface campaign sites or to mount sort of fake news campaigns that have exposure to, large Australian audiences. And as, traditional media kind of loses its audience numbers and more people are going online for their political information, I think we've got to be alive to the risks that presents. And, we shouldn't just assume that because we're Australia and a sort of a middle power that we're going to be immune from these types of risks.
Well, that is a question. I mean, the benefits to malign actors in interfering in the US election are pretty obvious. But for a small country like Australia, is it hard to see what possible motive could exist for wanting to disrupt an election here?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's the motives would largely be the same. I mean, they would as they were in the United States, and that could range simply from kind of cyber vandalism, which has the effect of discrediting the legitimacy of election campaigns, through to attempts that might be to discredit individual candidates that have views that people don't like, through to groups that might want to actually sway votes in favour of one party rather than another. And, I think a sensible approach means we've got to be guarding against all of them by the parties actually taking, due care of their own cybersecurity and in the way that businesses and everybody else has to be. So,
we have seen examples, haven't we, of foreign actors trying to influence elections here, or at least politics here, through traditional means via donations to political parties and forming friendships and other networks in the political process. Would this sort of work hand in glove, do you think, with the sorts of things we're talking about here in the cybersecurity space?
Look, I think it's possible. I mean, there have been lots of stories in the last couple of years about principally donations of Chinese business into many Australian political parties. And we oughtn't to be naive about that, which I tend to think is sort of the default Australian approach to cybersecurity is being rather naive. And, for the want of some investment in protecting political online political campaigns of the parties, I think we could actually go a long way to sort of securing the legitimacy of our election outcomes, and that's obviously got to be important in a democracy.
Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute speaking with Tom Iggledon.